I hear a whistling nose. This is the Freedom Deviants broadcasting from Pod Bay 2A, a mile above sea level at Intergalactic Prairie Studios. We alter your locus aurelius by warming your synapses with rejuvenative radio waves. This warms your brain to a tasty and toasty 365 degrees Fahrenheit to keep a sin flood of statism out of your brain. Can you feel it? Can you feel it, James and Lou? Is it working? Can you feel it?
Yes, it is working.
Yeah. Good touch. Good touch.
Yeah.
Don't mess with the hypothalamic pituitary adrenal axis of evil.
Yeah, that's what James told me when I told him I was. I'm tapering off of like 3 months of relatively high doses of corticoid steroids, which are not the fun steroids. They're not the, what do they call those ones that muscly guys have? You know.
The ones that cause roid rage?
Yeah. Well, these cause roid rage too. That's. But these just, they don't cause muscle gain.
What about shrinkage?
No. They allow you to breathe when you can't. But you have to taper off them or you die because your adrenaline just stopped being produced. So, I'm tapering off them and I have like moon face and basically they put men on the period. Yeah, and when you're tapering off them, it's like, you know, I want to scream at people and I'm puffy and cranky and don't have a lot of energy. And I'll be like that for weeks. So, yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah. But
have you tried Midol?
No, that won't help. It's more like, I have low blood pressure and just feel like no energy no matter what. So, but I feel okay. We're going to talk about James is sitting in a car. Tell us about your car, James, your situation.
It's a Honda Pilot.
I'm going to use this picture of you. This is going to be the show notes picture. You look like you've just been caught masturbating in public or something. He's in a car. He's got a beer in his hand. He's got two computers.
It's not a beer. And he looks shocked. That's my caffeinated beverage. It is not a beer.
Regardless, you just look like you got caught doing something.
Right. I got caught doing the Freedom Fiends.
So like, you're using the Wi-Fi would be funny of some if the public police library that's closed, right?
I've homesteaded it, yes. Yeah. I have homesteaded this Wi-Fi for the benefit of the fiends. Yes, I have. Anyway, I'm in Fiendville Junction, Maine, on the shores of Moosehead Lake. And I did actually see a moose on my way to record tonight. So here we are.
You know, Nima Vidati always, when he lived in Casper here, when I first met him, and we'd go walk his dog when we were working on stuff. And he would always stop at the library and have it crap all over the library lawn and not scoop it. I'm like, dude, what are you being rude? What are you doing? He's like, no, it's public property. It's ours. I own it. You own it. And then I'd say, well, I own it, so clean it up. But he wouldn't.
Right. Well, that's the tragedy of the commons. Yeah. Illustrated perfectly.
Yeah. Well, he's hanging out with Ben Stone in person in Alabama right now. So I want to hear
all about
that.
I bet he's now scooping, though.
Ben scoops. But Ben's dog, you know, like could poo for a year, and it'd be like one day of Ben has the tiniest little kitten of a dog. And
Ben, now I'm sure that when Nima's dog was doing his business, he was doing it on Nima's 150,000th of the Casper Public Library.
Yeah, we roped it off and put his name on it.
I think it's neat that libraries like this still exist. It's basically the only purpose it seems to serve in this town is providing like free Wi-Fi.
Well, it's a place for homeless people to use the bathroom.
How many other cars are in the parking lot with people doing radio shows?
Well, first of all, there's no parking lot, and there's no one else in town right now at all. I'm right in the center of town with my windows down. There's nothing. Just quiet serenity here. It's really nice.
Now, are you worried about a police officer or the guy from Dateline NBC walking up and saying, you want to explain
Dude,
yourself?
Dude, don't make me spit coffee all over my mic.
You know, I did see a cop here a few years ago. It was during the Independence Day, and he drove one of those things. It's kind of like an overgrown golf cart, like gator thing. And he was directing traffic around the craft fair. Okay, that's the extent of the police state I've ever seen here. And that's including the blinking light in the center of town.
Why aren't
so
your kids with you? Just because it's 1 in the morning, why don't you wake them up and say, hey, this is part of homeschooling, kids?
Well, actually, Violet asked if she could, and I told her that she couldn't be on the Fiends until she was 12. But maybe we could, maybe we could make an exception for her.
Well, you know, actually, maybe it's a good thing. This is kind of weird. I put Amazon links on all my sites, and you know, people click on them and get a little, we get a little money, and it goes into. Like, I just paid the $170 for, like, I don't make any money at this, but money comes in and money goes out. And part of it is the Amazon link. So I get this email from Amazon today that says they have a new rule that they're going to delete anyone's affiliate account if they have a website that's specifically targeted at anyone under 13. And I'm like, what bizarre Danny statism, like, you know, think of the children, like, activity to cause that to happen.
So would like Khan Academy get their affiliate
probably taken out? Probably. And like, what about like, you know, Disney or something, or like, I don't know, like they're it makes it sound like any website that's specifically for people under 13 is bad. And I'm like, it's not.
I don't know. Yeah, maybe we're kids it. Like click. Maybe the kids are clicking on Amazon ads or something.
I don't, the kids are probably buying stuff without their parents' permission. The kids are probably engaging in commerce. So, speaking...
Oh, my God.
Speaking of people who do stupid things and then stupid people say there ought to be a law, what happened there in Maine, where James is this weekend, Lou? And I will say, Free Talk Live covered this for an hour today. But and I don't usually cover stuff they already covered, and they covered it well. We could cover it for four more hours, and I still wouldn't have said everything I need to say about this. So go ahead.
In short, the gene pool got a shot of chlorine and a filter change up in Kalis, Maine.
Oh,
yeah. A young 22-year-old man, Devin Staples, he and his friends were drinking and playing with explosives on the 4th of July. Yeah, what could go wrong with that? But anyway, so he decides that he wants to put a mortar tube on his head.
To look like a unicorn.
Yeah, yeah. And of course, all unicorns have, like, fireballs that pop out of their heads. So anyway, Num Nugget goes in and actually lights a mortar shell off the top of his, you know, empty head.
And mortar shells are the fireworks. They're not the ones you usually, like, buy for the backyard. They're, like, the ones that your tax dollars pay for that, like, you know, 1,000 people can see them and cheer at once. Like, they're really high-powered fireworks.
Well, these are, like, 3-inch mortar shells, and, yes, you can get them for backyard use.
But they're more than an M80, put it that way.
Right, yeah. Right. Yeah, they're good for backyard use, but not so good for top-of-the-head use. Yeah.
Unicorn.
Moron.
Yeah, unicorns.
So anyway, you know, this evolutionary U-turn decides that he wants to, like, have explosions on the top of his head, and lo and behold, it just didn't work out too well for him because he's, like, dead.
Yeah.
He died instantly. He didn't just die. I, for all we know, his head had completely exploded. Yeah, you know, really, I have no idea.
You know, I had a friend die on July 4th. Let me interject mine here of someone who died instantly on July 4th. In 1980, when I was a teenager, I had a friend who was about my age. They wanted me to go out with them drinking on this night. My dad didn't let me go, and I was a good boy, so I didn't sneak out. So I got to say, thanks, Dad, for being a stick in the mud. So my friend and, like, two friends of mine and then two people I didn't know went on one of their family speedboats out on the lake, turned all their lights out, and were drinking and speeding around on the boat. They hit a yacht, a parked yacht with no lights on. The fire department had to dig my friend's head out of the boat. He was not he was not decapitated. He was, like, hanging by his head in the other boat.
He was like a torpedo. Yeah. He became a human torpedo.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure he died instantly. So, yeah, man. It happens.
Ouch.
Even in my
life. Wait. Anyway, Devin Staples, I don't even think that he had time to say, oh, my God, I really Feinstein'd up. he didn't even have time to say, oh, Schumer.
Yeah.
Anyway, so And in typical response, Staples' mother, Kathleen Staples, said she is going to reach out to lawmakers about the possibility of tighter controls over fireworks. The state should consider requiring safety training courses before allowing someone to use them, she said. She compared fireworks with other regulated items such as cars and guns. At least it'd be a little bit more than, here you go, Staples said. That's an explosive. They didn't just hand me a license and put me in the car. But anyway, so yeah, she has this idea that, you know, government making a law saying, you know, don't go out and like blow stuff up off the top of your head is going to stop people from doing stuff like this when common sense does even work. So,
well, presumably anyway, she was allowed to reproduce without a manual or safety training.
There definitely should have been some sort of test and licensing and, you know, I don't know.
I'm not saying this is an excuse for eugenics or anything, but something went wrong there and perhaps lawmakers should look into this.
So anyway, yeah, the Darwin Award recipient of July 4th, 2015 is Mr. Devin State. Now, of course, the legislators are looking to legislate.
The mother wants
Staples' death is
the mother is pushing him to do that too. So yeah.
Now, Staples' death is the first fireworks fatality in Maine since it legalized fireworks on January 1st, 2012. Authorities said lawmakers have voted to repeal a 1949 law banning fireworks. So, for up until 2012, it was actually illegal to celebrate your freedom from an oppressive, tyrannical government.
Your longer leash.
You know what? Will I be the first to call this a false flag on behalf of the fireworks banners? It's a little too convenient, isn't it? Right? They just legalized fireworks, and then suddenly some idiot blows his head off. Really?
Yeah, that was a couple years. Yep. They didn't just do it.
Well, maybe they were trying. It took them a while to find somebody dumb enough to put an explosive on their head.
But anyway, Democratic Rep. Michael LaHoy, a retired fire chief from Lewiston who has pushed to repeal Maine's fireworks law in the past, said Monday that he's considering trying to introduce another measure next year, but acknowledged it faces long odds. Retailers have fiercely opposed any effort in the legislature to restrict the use of fireworks. Oh, okay, yeah, here's something he said. They're going to say, well, you can't regulate stupidity. And it's true, you can't. But the fact of the matter is, you have to try something. I'm not giving up.
We're going to regulate that stupidity.
And this guy was from Florida originally. He is Florida man.
It's starting to come together.
Yep.
I think he worked at Disney.
Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean. This is what radio sounds like now.
Are you sick of government lackeys who say, you didn't build that? Are you tired of elitists like Barack Obama and Al Gore taking credit for the web while trying to take over the web? Are you disgusted by experts whose concept of the internet is that it's a series of tubes? Take back the free market of computing by encouraging software developers to adopt the BIPCOT NoGov license. The BIPCOT NoGov license allows any use or modification except by governments. Go to BIPCOT.org. That's Bravo, India, Papa, Charlie, Oscar, Tango.org.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Woof, woof.
Meow.
Don't mess with the hypothalamic pituitary adrenal axis of evil.
That's the name of this show, of this episode. Don't mess with the hypothalamic pituitary adrenal axis of evil. I'm messing with it by getting off of these steroid pills that are saving my life right now so I can breathe. I'm messing with it. It's messing with me. So we're going to talk more about the idiot in Maine that tried to be a flaming unicorn and blew his head off, and his mother thinks the government needs to. Here's the thing. Okay, some politician is probably going to get behind this, and they're probably going to add some regulation. Like, what can they do? Okay, they can. Right now, you can buy, you know, if you're 18, you can buy. What they can do? Raise the age to 21. This guy was 22. Wouldn't have helped. They could make it punishable by death to possess
fireworks. But people who don't care if they live or die will go buy them illegally anyway. That won't stop him. Somebody has actually proposed, since this happened, some politician aide or something has actually proposed, like, permitting it, like having a driver's license. So basically you'd have to go take a safety class before you could buy fireworks. And idiots aren't going to do that.
So you need what a classic American tradition that could become, right? Like, what better way to celebrate the
freedom,
the overthrow, the rebellion against the British Empire, to go take a safety class and get permission
from the fire department? Yeah,
and pay a $17 fee. You know.
I'll tell you, I don't like fireworks, and I never have. I mean, I have enough small arms in my room to start the Libertarian ISIS, and I'm terrified. I won't have fireworks in my home. I don't like them.
Well, I saw some great fireworks in New Hampshire. They love to blow stuff up in New Hampshire.
And
they do it really well.
The city.
Well, to play status advocate here, don't you think it's necessary that you celebrate your freedom and independence from a tyrannical government by having all your permits and license while following every state, local, federal, law, rule, regulation, ordinance, declaration, edict,
yes,
order, statute, and command?
Oh, that's pretty nice. Was that from memory? That's good.
Right, and don't forget court precedents and whatnot. So, you know, we've got to obey those as well.
Law.
So,
yeah.
Now, it's not like there's really that many of these incidents happening. I can't see losing your head over it and going crazy and creating new laws.
I'd give my right arm to play in Def Leppard.
Too soon.
But Lou, you mentioned this was in Calais, Maine, right? Which is right on the edge of Canada. Okay, I'm thinking we just let that little section secede, right? It's like, okay, you did it. That was the ultimate Independence Day. Boom, the British get you back, and we're done with it. Like, now they can, you know, just end it.
So kind of like a reverse secession, more like a deportation.
Yeah, we deport them to Canada.
Yeah, there was an effort to deport Detroit to Canada, but Canada didn't want it. So. But anyway,
can't blame them.
But really, what are they going to do? Are they going to resurrect this guy and then like give him the death penalty? You know, or
but no. Listen, you got to go after the dealers. We as we know with any good prohibition, okay, the users. You know, the users are good. You can't really stop them from using. What we want to do is go after the dealers and force the fireworks market into the black market. Okay, where people are making their own explosives in their basements, right? For the children, this is the safe way to do it.
Stop, James. You're going to get me deported. You're going to get me catapulted.
What are you saying? Anyway, prohibition is not a good idea, Michael.
I thought
that's how prohibition works.
Phrasing.
Now I'm pretty sure that this politician wants to give him the life penalty instead of the death penalty. They want to resurrect him and make him live out the rest of his life.
Yeah.
What would they do for repeat offenders? Of, you know, people that kill themselves.
Well, Mark Edge is already paid to have his head frozen, so they'll probably keep you alive for several lifetimes and torment you.
Well, if you're having the head frozen and paying by weight, I guess you get off pretty cheap. Too soon?
What are you saying?
I'm saying there's not much left to freeze.
Oh, okay.
And it sounds like there wasn't a whole lot to begin with.
Yeah.
Because
for all we know, this is just the story told is completely false, right? Like, for all we know, this is like a murder, and they
fireworks.
It was a murder, but they're like, well, how are we going to explain this? Well, just say he strapped an explosive to his head and it went off.
You know,
okay?
His mother,
and everybody bought it.
His mother's maybe lying about it. Have you heard about his mother lying about it?
Maybe he found definitive proof of chemtrails.
Yeah. We'll talk about how his mother's a big fat liar when we come back. Too soon?
You're listening to Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean and some of his weird friends. And yes, we're broadcasting this into space.
Hey, this is Squiscar Squiggles from Death Clocks. And you are listening to the Freedom Fiends on the, you know, the radios. And I guess it says worms now. So there you go.
Tired of those old Freedom Fiends buttons? Well, the Freedom Fiends have new button designs.
As always, it's only $10 for 10 buttons, and you'll get these nifty designs. Buy sheep, for sheep, on sheep.
State speech is hate speech.
Two designs for Guns and Weed, the Road to Freedom.
Three designs for Fiend Phone.
Bipcot No Gov.
A Freedom Fiends Worms button.
And ask me about my worms.
Go to freedomfiends.com and click on the link at the top that says Buttons.
And now they're bigger buttons.
They used to be 1¼ inch, now they're 1¾ inch. Dan, they're bigger buttons.
What does freedom mean? Tune in to LRN.FM to find out. LRN.FM is the Liberty Radio Network, a collection of live talk radio and podcasts, all coming from a principled pro-liberty perspective. LRN.FM show hosts aren't left, right, or conspiracy kooks. You can tune in 24/7 to LRN.FM via your phone, computer, satellite, and more. Listen free anytime at LRN.FM. That's LRN.FM.
So, you got more on the dummies who blew it in Maine?
Moron.
little moron.
You know, I'm going to reserve judgment until I know what really happened, because I don't believe the official story.
Video or it didn't happen. You know, I really love watching this. What's the show? Ow, My Balls? No, that thing that's like America's funniest, stupidest, idiotic home videos. Like, my wife and I watch a couple hours of this every weekend. You know the thing I'm talking about. It's, like, been running for, like, 40 years, and it's
like people hurting themselves and making it comedy.
Yeah. Yeah, I love that show, man. But this guy should be on it. I want to see this guy go, hey, look at this. There's also someone recently who said, F you, alligator, and jumped into a pit of alligators and got eaten, but there's no footage of that. I think that what people should be clamoring to their representatives for is, like, body cameras for idiots. it could stimulate the economy. I'd pay to see that. I'd pay like $2 to see this guy blow his head off.
The idiocracy.
Well, right. It could be like it could replace the welfare system once libertarian ISIS takes over.
Yeah, like if you if you don't want to work or you can't work or you'd rather not work, you know, the state will pay you $600 a month to, you know, once a week jump in with an alligator with a firework strapped to your head and film it.
Or just wear the camera waiting for the inevitable stunt.
Yes. And you'll get extra food. You get extra marijuana stamps if you do more stupid stuff.
I think it would just be a given that there'd be plenty of material to work with.
Yeah. Yep. And then everyone would get like the little like Obama phone so they could watch it all the time for free.
Oh man, this is just, do you think that might create more stupidity?
No, because they would literally take it out of the gene pool instead of, that's the problem. Well, with Darwin Awards is,
what if they get paid per likes? How about they get paid per likes? Like whoever gets the most, like, for every click or like they get like an extra food stamp or something.
Yeah, I'm there.
Okay, so if people like intentionally did extra stupid stuff instead of their regular stupid stuff, would that be considered clickbait?
Yeah. It'd be okay though.
Yeah. And they'd be rewarded in kind.
Okay.
If you recorded in Dakine.
Yeah. Going back to Devin Staples, he had worked in Orlando apparently
Florida
at Disney.
Man.
Yeah, as he was working as a performer portraying different Disney characters, such as Gaston from Gaston from Beauty and the Beast, and wait for it, drum roll, here it is, he played Goofy. but his mom says, she said he believed the firework was a dud that was unlikely to hurt him. State Fire Marshal Joe Thomas said that it was unlikely because the mortar had been fired once previously, and he can't imagine someone would anticipate that it was a dud.
No, fired from the same, like, he's talking about the tube, not the charge. Yeah. So, yeah. Basically, the mom is trying to lie, or lying to herself. She doesn't want to believe her son is that stupid, and really, I think, you know, doesn't want to. She doesn't want it to go down in history that her son was that stupid. So she's imagining it was something else. But the expert, the fire marshal, is saying, "Nope, nope, nope. He was that stupid, basically."
Pretty much. And I think her defense of her son's stupidity is kind of like the Streisand effect.
Yeah.
And it's literally drawing more attention.
That's what we're talking about.
So she's claiming the firework was a dud. Is that correct? Didn't she say the same thing about his father?
Ooh. Oh, too soon.
Now, what about, should she have required regulation to breed? Is that what you're saying?
No. I'm not supporting any type of eugenics program there.
Wow, you're not. You're, I'm not going to let you be in libertarian ISIS then.
Clearly, though, there is an argument for something there. I don't know what it is, but something went tragically wrong.
To say the very least. So, what other stupid stuff is going on in the world?
That's quite a question there.
You know, kind of going back to what you're saying, you know, having like the Indiegogo fund for stupid people that don't want to work. Doesn't the Greek bailout have an Indiegogo page?
Somebody made a Greek bailout Indiegogo fund and raised 1.9 million euros. Although they did it with the kind of Indiegogo thing where if it doesn't reach the full goal, everybody gets their money refunded. So nobody actually paid in, but because the goal was actually 1.6 billion euro, and they only raised 1.9 million euro. And and I like the prizes, like, you know, like €3, you get a postcard from Greece. €6, you get some Greek feta and olive salad. €10, you get a bottle of ouzo. I once had a threesome on ouzo. It was pretty. I really liked it, but the woman later was like, every time she tastes Euro now, every time she smells licorice, she wants to throw up. So I don't know if that's a comment on me or my drummer or just the whole situation, but.
Maybe you and your drummer left a bad taste in her mouth over the whole thing.
I don't even remember this. They tell me it happened. The people that were there filming tell me it happened.
So how much do you have to donate to get like a whole island to yourself?
I don't know, man. I want one.
But, you know, this really could be a model for sort of, you know, instead of just like saying, for a voluntary bailout structure, right? Like somebody needs a bailout. Well, let's see if they're worth it. Goldman Sachs. Oh, those poor guys. They're having trouble filling their yachts.
Nothing. Although they would probably donate to it so it wouldn't look bad.
Now, I think I remember seeing an article where some couple had left their fortune to the government to like try and pay off
the
debt. they weren't wealthy by any means, but
it was like $3 million, though. It was still a nice chunk of change for somebody. I didn't
remember how much it was.
On the federal income tax forms in America, there's two boxes you can check. One is to donate $3 to the presidential reelection fund. I don't know why that's on there.
Election.
Oh, election. Okay. and then there's another thing to check, like if you'd like to pay more taxes to the general fund than you're supposed to, check here and put the amount. Like, who does
I'm assuming that's what, well, that's there for all the liberals, right? Don't all the liberals use that? The ones that claim taxes aren't high enough?
Yeah.
Right?
They should.
Every one of them uses it, I'm sure.
That's the Buffett rule, or the Buffett box.
Buffett box.
Yeah. Interestingly enough, Warren Buffett was yakking about how he needs to pay more taxes, and shortly thereafter, he was in court fighting the IRS over like $1.4 billion of unpaid taxes?
I think him saying that he wanted to pay more was part of his settlement for the taxes.
Like
he owed.
A product placement.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
a product placement for the IRS.
Yes, basically.
Well, if he wants to pay more, really, who was stopping him?
I know.
Why can't he just yeah. strap a mortar to his head?
Too soon.
No, seriously. You say, I think I should pay more taxes, but, you know, allegedly he owes, you know, over $1 billion in back taxes.
Hey, speaking of free wow. trade, the new Fiends buttons are in, and they look great, and they're a half inch bigger than the old Fiends buttons. Same price, nice. $10. You do not get a DVD of the Guns and Weed movie anymore. I'm like, that cost me like an extra $1 in postage and printing, and I have to like burn it. And I'm thinking, like, who even has, like, most computers don't even have a DVD, you know, player anymore, and it's on YouTube. So you don't get the movie, but you get better, bigger buttons. So go to freedomfiends.com and click on the link that says buttons, the flashing link that looks like an 1886 AOL homepage GIF. Click on that. Order them, and I'll send them to you.
Nice.
Do you yeah. have one that says, ask me about my worms?
Yes, and that's actually redesigned. That's the only one of the 10 that are redesigned and look different and easier to read.
Nice.
Yep.
And are there other new designs or anything like that? Because I'm trying to figure out if I have all the current buttons.
You may or may not. I think you don't have the big ones, but I think you have all the new designs except the Ask Me About My Worms. But they're the new designs that came out like after Porkfest, I think, or during Porkfest, or right before Porkfest.
I don't know. I did receive a shipment not too long ago.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Always. There's just tubes running full of Fiends buttons through the world in every direction all the time.
Kind of like the old bank drive-through tubes?
Yeah.
The last supply of buttons that I gave, I distributed amongst the family. So the kids are like, oh, I want this one. I want that one.
Yeah.
And like Violet's like, I don't know if I should, you know, what is this Guns and Weed? Should I wear that? And I'm like,
What is she, 11?
Sure.
Not until you're 12, honey.
Well, they're
not
until you're 12. Public school.
She goes to Quaker school.
Oh, are you Quakers?
No. There's hardly any Quakers. It's mostly Jews go to Quaker school, and just anybody that needs a good private school.
Yeah, anybody that wants to be a pacifist socialist.
So, is it really Quaker or just Quakerish?
It's, you know what, we're trying to make it bad Quakerish.
Yeah.
Okay. That's really where it needs to be. Okay. And it's coming out.
And the Irish students, are they Jews or just Jewish?
Too soon.
No, nice folks, really good folks. So,
you know, part of the cool thing about the Fiends is like we're on enough stations, you know, we're on 32 stations, we're on enough stations that like we can legitimately say, yeah, we're a nationally syndicated radio show, but we're not on enough stations that when we say things like that, like people are clamoring to have petitions to get us kicked off all our stations. I like it.
It's like, that sweet
like
spot.
Free talk live in Cantwell. Like, you know, they have, I think there's somewhere between 32, our 32, and their 150 stations. There's some point in there that when you pass it, number of stations, then you have to actually care about what you say.
Well, now, where is that ceiling? Just so we can keep an eye on
we'll
that.
We'll never come to, it's like 110 stations. Well, never, because okay. I'm not actively trying to get us on. If you want to sit in your car and call stations, I'll send you the list.
Yeah, sit in your car outside a library.
Yep. Okay. When we get back, we're going to talk on commercial FCC-controlled radio about pirate radio and how cool it is and how people set it up, theoretically. Yeah.
You and the hamster in your brain are listening to Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean and his weird friends.
When you shop online, please do it through the Freedom Fiends Amazon link over on the right side of freedomfiends.com. It won't cost you any extra, and the Fiends will get a little taste from Amazon, and Amazon will save you the danger of drive-by stabbings at your local mall. Amazon sells pretty much everything you can buy on this earth, except for guns and weed. but they do sell the DVD Guns and Weed, The Road to Freedom. So get that for your gun-hating stoner brother or neocon gun nut dad. They'll thank you for it. That's freedomfiends.com. Freedom, Foxtrot, Echo, Echo, November, Sierra.com.
On the air, because we're too busy talking to do a talk radio show on the Freedom Fiends.
What the heck is that?
Cocaine cannot cure the pain, folks.
I was watching kitten videos on my phone.
Wow. Was, oh, no.
Aw, that's cute and disturbing.
Yeah, it's a bunch of kittens, like, begging for attention and treats and all that other stuff.
Oh, I thought it was a kitten snuff film you were looking at.
Come on, man. Jeez.
No. No.
Oh, good.
No, shame on you.
No, I'm just kidding. Of course you would never. It did sound pretty bad, though. It sounded like they were pretty desperate.
No, I could tell that they weren't in pain. I could tell that that's kittens wanting something. I know that sound. I kind of miss it, but I kind of don't.
Hmm.
And they were climbing up their, or, well, actually, if I want to be accurate.
Climbing what?
So, but anyway.
Climbing what?
Climbing up their slave's leg. Up their slave's leg.
All right, so we're going to talk about pirate radio, and let's pretend for legality's sake that we're talking about pirate radio outside of the U.S., so it's not anything to do with FCC laws. Let's say Liberland. Like, if Liberland were going to start a pirate radio station, you know, I'm trying to start the rumor that Liberland is funded by the Koch brothers. What do you guys think?
I thought it was funded by Libertarian ISIS.
Didn't they get
No, Libertarian ISIS.
Didn't they get invaded?
Libertarian ISIS is going to take it as soon as it's built up.
Didn't they get invaded?
Yeah, but I didn't. It wasn't. It was actually somebody else who started the rumor that they were funded by the Koch brothers, but the Koch brothers. But I'm going to take credit for it because it's somebody who won't give their real name. It's one of those really cool parody channels on Twitter. All right. So, what do you want to know, James, about pirate radio?
Well, first of all, how many people listen to radio? Like, is it something that's going to be around for a while, or is it on the way out?
Yeah, it's on its way out. Put it this way, you know, to get a radio transmitter that'll cover a small town costs, you know, and to get an antenna and you do need a low pass filter, so you're not stepping on other frequencies. And I have directions on how to do all this. It'll be in today's show notes, or you can just Google "make your own Liberty radio station for $250." Here's the thing: it's very illegal, and people aren't likely to listen to it because people listen to radio, but only like stations they've heard. People generally don't channel flip and you know, they might channel flip and hear you once, but.
Let me ask you this. How big of an antenna do you really need for this?
3 or 4 feet high, but you need to get it really high up, like on top of the tallest building in the neighborhood or on top of, you know, the tallest tree in the neighborhood.
So, like, having it work in the trunk of your car just as you drive around isn't really feasible, I guess.
It is feasible. It would be maybe worth doing in a very populated city where there's a lot of people in per square mile, you know, like... and not like New York or San Francisco, not even LA or Chicago. Like, LA or Chicago are too spread out.
It'd be kind of interesting if you could even, like, use the internet to synchronize. Like, let's just say, like, we all tuned into LRN or GCN or something at simultaneously, and we all broadcast from the trunk of our car on the same frequency, the same signal. You know, trying to cover a wide area.
It makes sense, but you'd have problems at the overlaps. Like, would be on the same frequency or not the same frequency?
Well, I guess, there's probably a technical limitation, even if it's the same signal to having it received on two. It would never be perfectly synced.
If it was a wide enough area, you'd need to have different frequencies because the empty frequency in one town is not going to be the empty frequency in another town.
I'm just thinking about for covering a metro area. Like, what could you do with, like, you and 10 of your friends?
Here's the problem with that is, like, LRN delivered via streaming, the buffer on the streaming... it's not to an atomic clock. So it's basically like,
right.
You know, like if you open up an LRN in one browser right now and then open up another tab in the browser with LRN in it, it's going to sound like an echo. They're not going to be synced.
So it'd be different frequencies then.
No, yeah. Well, I think that's the plan. If you go to LRN.fm and click on the I want to have a station link, they explain it. And people are doing cool. it. But it's kind of patchwork. There's probably 10 or 20 nationwide, and they're not congruent. Yeah, man.
Pirate do radio. It. Maybe
Liverland.
Solar powered, like on a tall tree.
There you go. Make it disposable and have a recorder. Solar powered.
How about on a solar powered drone that just flies overhead continuously?
I like it. It's really Catch Me If You Can station. It could go to different cities every day. Yeah, all right. Thanks for having me on your show, guys. Have a good second hour. Wines.
Thank you, Michael.
Wines.
There? Yep, wines.
Herbs.
This show survives on donations from fiends like you. We put that money back into our show and Liberty Outreach and donate most our ad space to Liberty organizations that make a difference. We're also a teaching hospital, educating the next generation of Liberty talkers on the skills needed to keep the radio flame of truth burning into the future. Put your money where your heart is and make a donation of any amount to the Freedom Fiends. Please go to freedomfiends.com and click on the spinning coin on any post.
Worms, worms, worms.
Worms, worms, worms.
Worms, 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 worms.
Yeah. What's up, Lou?
Yo, this is the Freedom Fiends, broadcasting through the Libertarian Reeducation Center's low orbit ion cannon, high atop Financial Beast Plaza on the artificial satellite LibPair 2017 in the Alpha Centauri region.
Yeah.
The Freedom Fiends is covered by a BIPCOT no government license. This allows reuse by anyone except governments. Learn more at BIPCOT.org.
Yep. So, I was going to split, but I got a couple things to say. I want to clear up a couple things that were not explained last night by the Greens. The Greens are great, but they were talking about North Korea, and they mentioned something in passing called, what is it, Lou? About your hair?
Oh, let's trim our hair in accordance with the socialist lifestyle.
Yeah, you guys are going to talk about that after I leave. But Dan, did you find the article yet, Lou?
Yes, I did.
Okay, so Dan mentioned that in passing, and I was like, what? And I looked it up, and it was actually a movement in North Korea. But they were wondering about like media in North Korea, like specifically internet, radio, and television and cell phones. And they were like, I don't know. They probably don't even have them. But no, they do. And here's how it works. Okay. In North Korea, to get a cell phone is harder than getting a gun in California. It's somewhere between getting a gun in California and getting a gun carry permit in California. Like, basically, if you have a cell phone in North Korea, you have to have a damn good reason. You have to apply for it. You have to say what your reason is. And, you know, like, you can't just want one. It has to be for your business or something. So,
what if it's because you need fart apps on your phone? Can you... would that be allowed as a key? Function.
I think the phones there are probably all like jitterbugs, the ones for the old people that just have the big numbers and no screen. I'm assuming.
How do they watch cat videos without cell phones?
Okay, they don't. Well, they might on the state-sanctioned TV. Okay, they have state-sanctioned TV and radio in North Korea. James, turn down your feed a little bit. I'm hearing a tiny bit of echo. You need to get some... It's a teaching hospital. You need to get some... I'll send you a list of acceptable headphones for Fiend Phone. And, yeah, it helps. So...
Teaching hospice.
Yeah, so you can have you can have a radio and a TV there, but they are internally crippled, so they only get channels from North Korea. And they're not crippled with like a chip or something. They're crippled with like a piece of tape. Like the dial can only go so far internally. And if you open it up and alter that, you will go to prison. If you open it up and so you can get like Chinese and South Korea, like put it this way, North Korea is so totalitarian that getting something as free as the state media in China is considered like heresy. So and they actually have people, you know, well, how will they know if you've altered your TV? Because they send people around to inspect people's TV to interview.
Sounds like
homes.
A liberal paradise. It does. Sounds like a liberal paradise.
Yeah. Yep.
If you don't love libertarianism, move to North Korea.
Yep. So
hey, listen, they've got weed is legal in North Korea. Okay. So they're sitting back laughing at us at the same time.
I don't know that that's true. It's probably not specifically illegal, but I don't think it's legal. You know, I mean, there's a lot of things you could say about North Korea that are true, technically, that make it sound like a paradise. Like, hey, there's no income tax in North Korea, basically because the state takes 100% of your money before you ever see it. Okay, the other thing is, like, the internet. Most people in North Korea not only don't have the internet, but are not aware of its existence. There are less than 1,000 IP addresses in the whole country. That's like less than, you know, the average 10-story office building in America.
And my kids have more IP addresses than that.
Yeah, I'm in a room with more internets than that. There's actually a documentary from Vice magazine where they snuck into North Korea. And then, like, we went in as journalists, but then we're like kind of snot, like they didn't tell like what kind of film they were making, of how honest they were being. Korea thought they were going to be really puff piece, you know. So there's this scene where they're like, "Yes, we will take you to our glorious internet room," and it's like it's this room in this university campus, and they go in and there's like 400 desks there with computer terminals at them, and they've got a kid sitting, like a college-age kid sitting at each desk in neat little rows, like 400 kids sitting there looking like they're working. And then the documentarian was walking around filming them, and it's like they're all like at the homepage of Google and like don't know what to do. They're pushing the mouse, but like they're not doing anything. They don't know how to use it. Like they just brought these kids in for the photo op, you know?
Oh, man. Hey, guess what? I just tried to go to an article that I searched for it, and it says Korea is stoned all the time, which explains a lot. And this is a Vice.com article. However, it was blocked on this library Wi-Fi that I'm homesteading because site was categorized as lingerie/bikini. So really? I've now had to kick in my Bola VPN so I can perhaps read this article.
But you're not using that on your Fiend phone computer.
Correct.
Yeah, that will not help.
No, I would not attempt that.
So are you saying that the American Public Library is kind of like North Korean TV, so it has a governor on it?
Yeah, it's sort of kind of like that. It doesn't want me to, it's protecting me. It's protecting me from what it perceives as a possible lingerie/bikini imagery that could hurt me.
Well, I found the article.
Trigger something. I don't know.
I'm reading the article because I don't have the bikini block like you do.
You don't have a piece of tape over your internet, Michael?
No, I don't. All right, so I'm going to let you guys go and marinate in that and put that in your pipe and smoke it. And I'm going to go read this article and not share it with you or the listeners.
Oh, well, gee, thanks. I guess I'll have to just get the Google going.
Have a good day, kids.
And unlike a North Korean, I know how to actually use the Google and not just push the mouse around. So are you able to get that article open, Jim?
I have not found the right setting on my
just
VPN.
Move on. It's not worth it. Okay. Just move on.
Anyway, it is true. Weed is legal in North Korea. People can Google it for themselves. I think it's quite popular.
Weed is very illegal in China. And I have a friend that lives in China. I went to college with him. His name is Skip Lunch. Coolest punk rock name ever. Skip Lunch moved to China. He's like 50 and he married like a 20-year-old Chinese woman. And that's his idea of paradise, so good for him. So he's living, but he walks down the street smoking pot, like in front of cops, because it's highly illegal there, but they don't know what it is. They think he's just smoking like crappy Russian cigarettes or something.
It's that illegal that he can do it openly.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
We need more of that kind of stuff here.
It's so illegal, nobody knows what it is.
Exactly. Kind of like the internet in North Korea.
Right, because prohibition was actually working until somebody came in from outside. They're like, what?
Yeah. It's so illegal that a foreigner can get it. Right?
Yeah, evidently.
Yeah. Yes. So anyway, all right, going back to the article, let's trim our hair in accordance with the socialist lifestyle. This is like a wiki article or something like that. Anyway, it turns out that there are certain grooming and dress standards in North Korea, which means that you have to dress like Little Kim and have the same type of haircut. So anyway, yeah, let's trim our hair in accordance with the socialist lifestyle, alternatively translated as, same thing, was part of a North Korean government propaganda campaign promulgating grooming and dress standards in 2004 and 2005. It was broadcast on state-run Korean Central Television in the capital of Pyongyang, and clips from the program were later rebroadcast on BBC One. The television program claimed that hair length can affect human intelligence. What?
Sure.
I guess I must be brilliant because my hair is pretty long now.
Well, aren't there two acceptable styles?
Yeah,
I think there's one that you have to have. It's just like the deer leader. The other one, the acceptable haircut, is the Bernie Sanders. All right, I think if you have the Bernie Sanders do, that's also acceptable in North Korea.
Yeah, I guess it could be. No, I've heard that there's like I don't know, maybe like 20 different official legal hairstyles. But anyway, so in part because of the deprivation to the rest of the body of nutrients required for hair to grow. It was one part of longstanding North Korean government restrictions on haircuts and fashion seemed at odds with socialist values. Socialist values.
Well, you know, it makes a lot of sense. You know, when you're, once you go down the road of central planning, right, where does it end, right? Let's face it, at least they have 20 legal haircuts, okay? Like, they're probably saying, in the United States, they don't even have legal haircuts, right? their leaders don't even care enough about them to legalize certain haircuts.
Yeah, or promote them for that matter.
Yeah. You know, so that Western decadence, so it's just not, you know, so what else could they be centrally planning? Haircuts, I'm sure, clothing, where you live, what work you do, what you eat, right?
Everything. What you're allowed to watch on state-run TV and putting tape inside of the TVs to keep you from getting other stuff.
Yeah, but you know, they probably aren't even allowed, though, to put explosives on their head. Okay.
Oh. My God. Well, that's regulated there because here in America, the leaders just don't care enough to, you know, regulate haircuts and putting fireworks on your head and stuff like that.
Explosive hats.
Yeah. So anyway, I'm kind of sick of North Korea in many ways. So let's jump off of that. New Hampshire. You were up in New Hampshire for Pork Fest, and there's a new law that went into effect while you were still there. And what was that?
It's a new hands-free driving law, and they were really making a big deal about this. And I saw the sign. It's like hands-free, you know, caution, hands-free driving law is in effect. So, you know, I'm a good sport, you know, and I'm pretty good at driving hands-free, but some of those back roads are curvy, okay? And I had to use my hands, so I had to break the law eventually. But I admire their effort, you know, but evidently there were like 96 arrests on the first day of this, right?
Well, it wasn't arrests. It was revenue generation certificates.
Ah.
And we'll be back to talk about that after this trip to the market.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean and his weird friends, tasing you with liberty since 2011. Learn more at freedomfiends.com.
Are you sick of peaceful people being locked away for victimless crimes? Instead of trying to get out of jury duty, consider taking it so you can do the right thing. A single juror with a conscience can send someone home to their family instead of to a jail cell. If there's no victim, how can there be a crime? And if the judge or prosecutor are keeping you in the dark, what are they trying to hide? You can vote your conscience instead of being a pawn of the state. For more information, Google jury nullification or check out the Fully Informed Jury Association at fija.org.
This is the Freedom Fiends. Hey, this is Lou, and I've got Jim Babb with me. He's somewhere up in Maine. And I think I hear Michael Dean meowing somewhere in the background. And I'm sure Sangeeta is nearby somewhere. So anyway, yeah, New Hampshire, new hands-free law. By the way, Jim, you turned me on to the Waze app
right on.
Last year at Porkfest, and I finally got around to downloading it when I got a modern cell phone a couple months ago.
Nice.
And I am proud to announce that I marked my first cops like a month ago.
Sweet.
Yes. Sweet. Yeah, it was really neat because, you know, driving down the road, the Waze app, it gives you... It's maps and directions, but it's also user interactive, so you can mark like traffic jams, construction zones, police checkpoints, things like that, and it'll give you these alerts, and it'll tell you if the cops are hidden or if they're in plain view. And it's really neat. I'm really happy with that. But only problem is up here in the Bear Saskatchewan area, there's not too many people that use it. So it doesn't work out quite as well as it would in like a metro area. But yeah, I'm proud to announce that I marked my first cops like a month ago.
Yeah, up here I'm like the only one using it up by Moosehead Lake in Maine. But yeah, on a big highway, it's saved me countless times. And the cops are too stupid to they could just log in themselves. If I was running a speed trap, I guess, well, this luckily this show is covered by a BIPCOT, no government license, so I can say this. And if a cop is listening, they can't use what I'm about to say. But anybody could log into the app. Anybody could log into the app and just click not there anymore. So if you're running a speed trap, it would take like three clicks to get you off. You know, if you're doing a revenue generating session.
Yeah, but
it'd be very easy to turn that off, especially around quota time, right? The end of the month.
So correct me if I'm wrong on this, because it is interactive. Don't the users actually get a rating for reliability?
Yeah, they do. So like the more you use it, the higher your reliability goes, I guess. There may be other factors. At least that's what they claim.
So if a cop were set up for the purposes of road piracy and he's got the Jolly Roger flying over his vehicle, if somebody marks him as being there and he says not there and keeps doing not there every time he gets marked, doesn't that kind of destroy his user rating?
Theoretically, it could, and hopefully that's what would happen. It's hard to say, though, because a lot of times, you know, a roving cop will be hunting in the same sort of stretch of highway up and back, and probably a speed trap is there 1 minute, gone the next minute, back the next hour, you know, constantly shifting. I don't think it's going to destroy your reputation too much to just keep clicking not there. That's just my guess, though.
Yeah, but if it's the same person clicking not there, you know, like several times in a day.
Maybe. Let's hope that algorithm is smart enough. The AI is smart enough to do that before it becomes self-aware and just destroys us all.
Yeah, hopefully Skynet will catch the cops doing this stuff. So anyway, yeah, going back to the original story, in New Hampshire, in the live free-ish or die state, they have enacted a hands-free law which prohibits people from using handheld cell phones, electronic devices while driving.
That's what it's for.
Oh. Yeah. No, it doesn't mean that you have to take your hands off the steering wheel and hit like cruise control.
I was getting really good at steering with my knees. You know, I'm pretty good at that.
Well, I could see you being like, you know, multi-talented circus act type guy like that. But anyway, so with all the libertarians and anarchists that have taken over the state government, they passed this new law. Yeah.
So ever since we invented libertarian ISIS, whenever I hear that ad, the Fiji ad where Jim Babb says, "Are you sick of peaceful people being locked away for victimless crimes?"
Boom.
No, I just hear it as, I just cut it off. I just hear him go, "Are you sick of peaceful people?" And I go, "Yeah." All right, that's all. Thanks.
Yep.
Okay, so for the purposes of safety, this law has been passed, and the New Hampshire State Road Pirates issued 96 revenue generation certificates and 47 shouting ads to drivers who were using devices. Now, as far as you know, safety goes, yeah, it's probably not a really good idea to use the electronic device while you're driving, you know, texting and all that sort of stuff. Nice thing is, technology.
So the manifesto of Libertarian ISIS would be called Libertarian Revolution Now, or LRN. Sorry, I just had to take over. This Libertarian State took over your radio show for a minute.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends.
I'm practicing.
Go to freedomfiends.com to help keep it drone-proof.
The Michigan Peace and Liberty Coalition is proud to present the 3rd Annual Midwest Peace and Liberty Fest. It will be held at the Circle Pine Center in Delton, Michigan from August 7th through the 10th. There will be vending, discussions, presentations, all sorts of activities for children and adults, and bacon, lots of bacon. Round up your friends and family and get them registered today at miplc.org. That's miplc.org. Dogs welcome. Longer leashes recommended.
Freedom Fiends. And before I so rudely interrupted by Uncle Fester, we were talking about the new hands-free law up in New Hampshire. Now, I'll be the first to admit that. Oh, God. Can we block him?
Yes, my son.
Can we block him? You're not tall enough to be a god. But anyway, yeah, I'll be the first to say that driving and texting at the same time is probably not really such a good idea.
Hey, that's how I met my wife.
In this modern age of technology, even I know about this stuff. You know, most of the cell phones and everything, they have the talk to text and voice activated stuff. So really, it sounds like this law is more of a solution searching for a problem, because most of the people that I do know, even up here in Bear Saskatchewan, use the talk to text rather than, you know, trying to type stuff out on the screen.
Sure, but you still have to hold it in your hand, and now it's a revenue generating opportunity.
Well, actually, no, you really don't have to hold it in your hand.
Really?
If I hook my phone into the sink on my truck, all I got to do is like hit the button on the steering wheel, and all I have to do is give it a command, and boom, it'll do everything.
Nice. But, you know, the thing that these guys, they actually know this, but they do it anyway, because New Jersey went through this. They were, of course, one of the first ones to figure out you can make something like using your phone illegal. So the thing is, like, there's two ways you could work your phone. You could hold it up in front of the windshield, okay, or you could put it down between your legs to hope the police don't see it, okay? Which do you think is more dangerous?
Putting down between your legs so that you're looking at your crotch instead of at the windshield.
Right, but that's what people have to do. That's what people have to do in New Jersey because it's illegal. And of course, although the claim purpose is to make it safer, the end result is that it's actually causing additional fatalities because people are so busy trying to hide their phones from the police that it causes accidents. So I'm sure the people in New Hampshire knew this, but they figure, hey, you know, that's just a couple broken eggs. That's just collateral damage on our war to generate revenue. What do they care?
Here, have some government. So I guess it comes back to the idea that, you know, politicians can make declarations and stuff is just magically going to happen, and, you know, people are going to obey because people, you know, unremarkable people in cheap cheap suits in some like government building told them to do something.
Yeah.
You know, I don't really get it. You know, it's people really don't pay attention to the government that much. And out here in Michigan, where all the cool fireworks are illegal, and incidentally, nobody strapped a mortar to their head. but anyway, yeah, anything that goes boom or goes up in the air is pretty much illegal here. And the number of people that were violating those fireworks restrictions was amazing. It almost gave me faith in humanity again.
I know. Makes you proud.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm proud that they weren't such domesticated house pests that they stuck with their whippersnappers and sparklers.
Nice.
They were shooting stuff up in the air, and as I mentioned before, nobody strapped it to their head like that, you know, knucklehead out in Maine.
Well, at least anyway. If they did, they were smart enough not to advertise it after the fact, right? Yeah. They just quietly move on.
Well, I don't think the guy in Maine actually advertised it after the fact. I think
the medical examiner advertised it. Isn't his mom working making the circuit now?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't even know. I'm so past that. But anyway, so yeah, these laws, you know, people don't pay attention to them. They pay attention to their own morality. You know, so very few people went out and committed rape and murder on the 4th of July, but darn near everybody lit off illegal fireworks. So,
right.
A little perspective there. So anyway, yeah, the New Hampshire thing, it's a solution in search of a problem. But anyway, so what's going on in Greece? They had a vote, I believe it was on Sunday, and the question was whether they wanted to abandon their socialistic system. And the choices were no, we don't want to abandon the socialistic system, or yes, we want to keep up with the socialistic system. And no won by like a 2/3 margin.
Interesting. I just assumed it would be a choice of this socialist regime or this or the other one. I don't know. Like,
well, I mean, yeah, that's what it is. What happened was they rejected the austerity measures, and the austerity is the cutting of welfare spending, public pensions, things like that. But I repeat myself. I don't really know how much of a private sector they have in Greece. I know there's very heavy as far as like the government sector. Like
I think there's a big, big black market, a big off the grid market. Like nobody, like everybody wants their free stuff, but nobody wants to pay those taxes. Thank goodness. So, right.
So yeah. What you have there, and you know, it's easy to make fun of Greece, but what you have to look at is what happens here in America. You have all these government workers on these lavish pensions and things like that, and there's no way to pay for it. So people talk about, you know, austerity is horrible. How do you pay for all these pensions, all these social programs, when you don't have the money to do it?
And it's, you know, you've really got to give them credit for finding a way to get paid, even though there's no money. I mean, this is one of the best scams. Like, I mean, as far as like grifters go, like this is like the ultimate super grift.
Well, if you look at Social Security, you know, which is a transfer program, there is no Social Security fund. Money comes in and goes right back out, and it's not an actual insurance fund like it was advertised. I mean, it's just a straight up transfer program. If you don't have enough people paying into it, because you know the baby boomer generation, you had all those people, and they're the ones that are aging into Social Security these days. You know, you have all these people, but you have fewer people paying into it. How are you supposed to make those transfer payments? Because there's just...
you have to rob more people. I mean, it's basically somebody saying like, hey, my house got broken into over the weekend and they stole my stuff. Hold on while I go break into 3 houses this weekend because I'm entitled, right? Like, well, they broke into my house, so I'm just kind of getting back what's mine by breaking into their neighbor's house.
Yeah. So anyway, the big thing is Greece defaulted on their debt payment. And I think it's like a 1.6 billion euro payment. And I think that's like mostly interest. I don't think it goes like towards the principal or anything. And I'm pretty sure that like the income tax here in the U.S. goes towards the interest on the $18 plus trillion acknowledged national debt. How do you pay off $18 trillion?
Well, you just inflate the currency, and it's basically just one form of defaulting. It's a guaranteed default. It's just a matter of how you default and what it looks like. I was trying to figure this out, and I came across a headline on CNN that says 5 steps for Greece to return to the drachma. Okay, so like, all right, you came into the euro, you trashed it, you ran up all this debt, and now what are you going to do? The funny thing is, this is CNN's advice, okay, like, hey, this is how you're going to do it. Step one, start printing IOUs, okay? That's their advice. Introduce new digital drachmas, step two. And I'm looking here, step three, make the drachma credible. How do they do that? By demanding all future taxes be paid in the drachma. Then print drachma banknotes and coins. Voila. Then distribute drachmas. Then make it, when you're giving out the dole, hand it out in drachmas. This is their strategy to fix whatever's wrong in Greece. I'm a little skeptical. What about you, Lou?
It sounds like the same problems that created... or same solutions that created the problems in Greece.
But this funny money notes will now have like neat Greek characters on them. That's kind of cool. Like some neat imagery of like famous Greek statues and stuff. So it's a slight improvement, right?
Maybe, but probably not. Because realistically, you know, if they had not entered the euro, started using that currency, and they had stuck with the drachma, do you think it would have turned out any different?
No, I don't know. You know, but I'll bet you they're using a lot of Bitcoin now. Do you think Bitcoin is catching on in Greece?
I have heard that it's catching on quite a bit, and
certainly a good time to make that switch.
Yeah. Well, with the currency controls are going, or capital controls are going on there, meaning people are only able to take out so much from the ATM, from the banks.
Right.
Each day, it's like a 60 euro limit. So,
well, you know what I'm going to do? You know, and that's a problem for them. So, what I'm going to do is for our Greek listeners, I'm going to offer to send you Bitcoin for Kalamata olives, which I love, and olive oil. Send it to me, and I will pay you directly in Bitcoin, right? Could this be a way to work around this?
It sounds like it.
Yeah. And if we all do that, they can just start exporting to us, getting paid in Bitcoin, and these people worried about drachmas and euros and you know, monopoly money, they're just left going, but. Sorry.
But Jim, if you change the color of the paper that the IOU is printed on, doesn't that make everything better?
Well, it really could, because I mean, well, according to CNN, the problem with this unpayable debt is to issue IOUs. It's total CNN financial logic, isn't it?
Yeah. So in other words, pay one credit card bill with an advance from another credit card. Is that what they're saying?
Hey, yeah, they're saying, look,
that's how a lot of filmmakers started financing their first movies. It works for a while.
Yeah. And then, but how does it work for the second movie if you didn't pay off the first batch of credit cards?
You know, it's only worth mentioning with people who actually were successful with their first movie, which is like 1 out of 1,000 financially. So.
Okay, so it's probably not a winning strategy.
Well, you know, hey, they got to try something, right? You know, there's, I'm sure they have politicians that need to look like they're doing something, right? Yeah. So, and of course, they got to keep the benefits flowing. So they're going to need some kind of printing press to do this.
Now, one of the other things that goes along with the capital controls is you're not allowed to move money electronically either, which means, how are people going to get goods into the country, purchasing it from abroad, if these capital controls are in place and people can't send their money out?
Yeah, I heard even Bitcoin was restricted. I mean, not Bitcoin, PayPal was restricted. Is that like you can't even PayPal in Greece?
Yeah, I'm not sure about that one, but anyway, my Bitcoin. Big fat Greek bailout.
You know it's coming.
Oh, yeah.
Bring in the Federal Reserve.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends. So much truth, it hurts.
Jim Babb. Why can't America have all sorts of free stuff and great social programs like Greece, Portugal, Italy, Spain, and the rest of the bankrupt socialist countries?
Well, our dear leader just doesn't care about us as much as these other great leaders, right? They're just, you know, maybe Bernie Sanders will make it come true for us.
Yeah. Really, I thought the reason was because Germany didn't want to pay for it. So anyway, yeah, Greece. Yeah, my big fat Greek bailout. It's likely that the U.S. will probably say, oh, well, we have to, you know, make sure that democracy keeps on going and you know, want to throw some money to the Greeks. And I don't know who all's going to want to get on board with that nonsense. But anyway.
I mean, the central bankers, they look out for one another. You can't let, you know, people can't lose faith in the system. See, they got to believe to make it work. If people stop believing, then it all collapses. So, hey, if they have to deflate the U.S. dollar just to keep this this gravy train going in Greece for a bunch of public sector parasites, they'll do it.
You mean inflate? Inflate the U.S. dollar?
Yeah, why not?
Okay, you said deflate.
I did? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, inflate.
Yeah, deflate the value. But anyway.
Exactly.
There are really some good lessons learned from this, with the capital controls being in place. And it's not entirely impossible that something like that could happen here in America. Since these people can't get money out of the bank, because they're restricted on when they can go to the ATMs, and they're dependent upon the ATMs actually having money in them and being able to use this money. It's a really good lesson to not keep your money in the banks. And that is further backed up with the fact that they're talking about doing a socialist haircut on bank accounts. Anybody with over 8,000 euros in them is probably going to take a 30% hit. I believe that's what I saw. Yeah. So, yeah.
But you know what? It's going to destroy people's life savings, but it will allow another week of public sector parasite benefits. This article from CNN Money says some expert says Greece may have to issue around 500 million euros worth of IOUs next week to pay public sector salaries if Greece is unable to secure more financing from European creditors. So somebody's got to pay for all those parasites. Glad it's not me, or maybe it will be me. Who knows?
So they're going to print the IOUs?
Yeah, you know, who knows? It'll be a different color IOU to pay off the last IOUs, and you know, opening the door for more IOUs. But this is sort of what is the euro anyway, right? The euro, I mean, at least the Federal Reserve note is sort of like, it's an IOU that says like, okay, the Federal Reserve owes you, you know, something, right? I owe you a piece of paper. The euro is more like nobody owes you nothing. You know, it's like there's not even somebody that owes you nothing.
Well, the Federal Reserve note is backed up by aircraft carriers. But along with don't leave your money in the banks, you know, have enough laying around easily accessible to where in case something like this happens, you have it. And that's a good lesson learned. But also when you look at, you know, the fact that they're having such a hard time with the pension payments and everything else, and it really shows the importance of how you need to save for your own retirement. Don't plan on getting your pension. Don't plan on surviving on socialist security. Don't plan on, you know, being taken care of by somebody other than yourself.
Yeah, well, my strategy is when I'm at retirement age, I'm going to get one of those really fast Japanese motorcycles, and I'm just going to ride it without a helmet until the problem is solved. that's my exit strategy. Because I know Social Security is not going to be there.
Are you going to strap fireworks to your head?
Hey, I'm not stupid.
Drive through Maine.
Don't text me. Do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, hands-free driving the motorcycle.
With the mortar on Woo-hoo! Your head.
Yeah. Well, it's been fun. Thank you for coming on, Michael, and letting us play with the show for a little while.
No, it's
always a
show.
Pleasure to talk to you, Jim.
Your show I just interrupted.
Yes, you do.
I love it.
You know, Sangeeta's radio Great name, times. Her wrestling name is Lotus Interrupt Us.
Uh-oh.
Oh, don't forget, constitutions are the suicide notes of once free people.
Wow. It's true.
Worms.
Worms.